And talk about somebody who's got it going on. We are now joined by our dear friend, Cece Linstroth of Age Friendly North Hill. Hi, Cece. How you doing?
I am doing great. I'm even doing better with the people that I met that will be right on after.
You are getting along so famously out there. Like, they need to look at adding you to the show.
Well,
there
you go. I'll tell you, I am just in awe. I'm going to be sitting out there listening for sure today. But I do always get excited to be with the two of you because of your support for Age Friendly.
We're happy to do it.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your great questions. When I forget something, which can occasionally happen, but I will start making this a valuable waste of my a valuable waste. There's an oxymoron. See how sharp I am? Oxymoron.
You are always a valuable use of our time, Cece.
Well, Age Friendly Northfield, we are in the midst of looking at Northfield's 2045 comp plan that will be a guide to envision our community's future for the next 20 years. Not that I will be here for all those 20 years, but I care about the plan.
You better be. You
The vision of the plan is to ensure that Northfield is a welcoming city, providing equitable access to a high quality of life for all. And Age Friendly Northfield is very involved in activities that foster human connections for our older adults, as well as free physical activities and easy mobility around town. So Jake Riley, our Community Development Director, will be at our next meeting May 14th to discuss how the comp plan addresses aging in our community. And we are also working with Third Thursday people to encourage all of the music groups who entertain us on these Third Thursdays to include some songs for dancing.
Well, there you go.
Thank you.
There you go.
The red chairs will be moved farther back from the showmobile so that there is a dance space in front of the showmobile. So feel free to get out of those chairs. No more just bobbing heads on the sidewalks. Let's get out of those chairs and dance.
Cece, I'm going to ask you a question. Have you ever seen... there's a short film that John Belushi made actually shortly before he died. It's a black and white film, and it's him in a cemetery visiting all of the people that were on Saturday Night Live with him, and he's the last one remaining. And in the film, he's about 100 years old, okay? And he talks about each one of each one of the actors and how much he misses all of his friends. And he said, "But I survived because I'm a dancer." And then he starts doing it, and that, like, it's the whole thing about the so dancing keeps you going.
Well,
it's fun. It's great.
I think it would be great because dancing is amazing. I dance when I dance. My kids ask me if I dance like that in public because they think I look like a salt shaker. And so they're kind of like, "You don't do that in public, do you, Mom?" Darn tootin' I do.
Absolutely. Right, that's hilarious.
Oh, but we are going to be adding this little tiny element, but I think it'll be a lot in the end. Mm. It doesn't sound like that much, but once people get into the mood to dance, and then there's a space right there for you to do it, isn't that great?
And dancing is one of those things that's contagious.
Like,
you get it going in a public venue, and a couple of people start dancing, well, and then maybe another couple of people, and before you know it, I mean, that looks like fun, and now there's enough people dancing that no one's going to actually watch me. So then you go out there,
you do
the electric salt shaker.
It's the salt
exactly.
shaker. Yeah. You know what? They're not watching you because they're watching me.
Right.
See it.
Exactly.
I can't believe she's out there too.
It's one of my favorite parts of weddings. Actually, I would say my favorite part of going to any wedding is the dance, because you have all these people who don't obviously do this on the regular, so they're not good at it. But that's what makes it great, is everyone's lack of ability. And then you add some cocktails and beverages into the mix, and it just gets more and more interesting as the night goes on.
Exactly. Voila. Yeah. So please start to think about that new element to the Third Thursday celebrations that we've got starting next month, actually.
Yeah, it is.
Very cool.
So
that's
hard to believe.
True.
It's spring, summer again.
Here we go.
I know. Okay, so here's now something a little more serious. Another activity that we're doing doing is in collaboration with the public library to aid people in contacting the Social Security Administration. Mm. Only 1 in 5 Minnesotans have an online Social Security account. This account provides interactive and secure access to many Social Security online services. Creating an account gives you the control to check your benefits and much more. So you can change your address. You can verify your reported earnings. You can see estimates of your future benefits and much more. Mm. So what we would like to do is get some trained volunteers at certain times at the library, at the Library Oasis at the NCRC, and on the bookmobile that can help people with their online accounts and get proper forms to be ready and properly prepared for the appointments that they might need for things that can't be done, you know, online. Yeah. So we are looking for advice on how to train our future volunteers. So if anybody in our community worked for the Social Security Administration, please contact Age Friendly, because we can't find anybody. I don't know what happens to people when they retire from the Social Security Administration. Right. We can't find anybody. Okay. I was on a statewide Zoom call yesterday. Nobody knew anybody.
Really?
Wow. So if you work for the Social Security Administration, please come forward. All we'll do is pick your brain. You don't have to volunteer for any of the time unless you want to. But we would love to get some ideas on what we can do to prepare for that. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's very cool. That. And that's a great, that's such a great service, because especially with how things are changing these days, it, you know, forewarned is forearmed. So
Especially and right now, people, only 1 in 5 of you, if you are on Social Security, have an online account. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't used one in a long time, if you had one when you started on Social Security, just go on and make sure you can still get into it.
Yeah.
And that you remember your password.
Yeah. Oh, right. Seriously.
So now something a little bit more fun than getting all that information into our heads is Nordic walking. Have you ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've mentioned it a couple of times. Yeah.
Ryan, good job. So we have some more current.
Ever the third grade teacher.
I know. Positive Gold reinforcement. Star. You would not believe how many thumbs up I give these guys. But anyhow, for those of you who might have missed one of the many times that I have already mentioned Nordic walking, it's a full body exercise that combines specific walking techniques to engage both the upper body and legs. It originated as an off-season training method for cross-country skiing. But Linda Lemke, the queen of Nordic walking, will be at our library at 9 o'clock on May 19th with sets of poles that have been purchased by Age Friendly Northfield for people to try out. Then the sets of poles will be at the library for checkout. So come on the 19th, see if you're interested in Nordic walking.
Yeah.
And then know that there are poles that are free there for you to check out and use before you go out and buy your own. But there is one little catch. We're limited to 35 people, and I've been mentioning it a lot.
Yeah.
So make sure you go on the library website and sign up for that class that morning. Mm-hmm. But it should be great fun, don't you?
Yeah, and I think I've seen folks doing it because it is, I think, a way to kind of engage your muscles more. So it's, you know, like walking's great, just standard walking. But this is a way to, I think, get an extra added benefit out of it. So you're getting a little more bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the poles are there free. They, I think what we are doing is going to increase a lot of more than just the walking, as you mentioned, which is great. But to get that upper body stuff into it, get those muscles loosened up.
Yeah,
that'll be great. Though another thing I want to tell you about, which I've mentioned a lot, is rock steady boxing. Oh, my gosh.
How's it going?
I'll tell you. I had a chance to observe a class at the Y last week. And it was inspirational. It's heartwarming. Because it's not only the physical component that these people are working through in the hour that they're there, but there's a camaraderie of support and helping each other. Maybe you have more mobility than your partner when you're going through all the different stations in the morning. But your partner helps you. And they start with positive things that they're sharing. And one person read a beautiful personal testimony on her journey through Parkinson's.
Oh, wow.
And I was just overwhelmed. So they've got 12 in this first class on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but they've got 10 enrolled to add another class.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's
awesome. I think the word is being spread. It's free. Yeah. You don't have to worry about insurance or being a member of the Y, which is such a great community gesture from the Y to give us this space and the use of their staff for these wonderful coaches. But I'll tell you, it is something.
That's amazing.
I have to ask this question about Rocksteady Boxing. Are people actually punching each other?
No.
Okay.
Okay. That was a very good question. No, it's non-contact.
Okay.
But what they're doing is they've got all the boxing equipment because, and I may be mistaken on this, but I think the Y may be actually starting a boxing class or something.
Oh, really? Mm.
So they will also be able to use that equipment. But during the class, it's for people with a Parkinson's diagnosis. Mm. And then the coaches, no. People are helping each other with the equipment, but it's non-contact.
Okay.
So.
Okay, that's good.
I know. I knew you'd be glad. Because you're a very compassionate person. Yeah. And then the last thing today is Sunday. This coming Sunday is our last free pickleball for the winter season.
I suppose.
Yeah, we've had hundreds of people there on Sunday afternoons from 12 to 4. Mm-hmm. And that is also free because that's all Age Friendly does is find new opportunities for people
I thought
that
you were
are
saying,
free.
All Age Friendly does is play pickleball.
Well, I do have to tell you, there are a lot of us out there.
I have not played pickleball yet, but I've heard from a lot of people it's really fun. What do you think of it?
Do I look athletic to you? Because if you say no, you're going to be right. I am not athletic. And I'm never going to be a great pickleball player.
Sure.
But I love it.
Yeah.
And the people that I play with are just absolutely magnificent. Mm-hmm. We laugh. We compliment each other all the time.
Yeah.
So, Ryan, how about Sunday? One more chance to get that into your system.
So that's the end of the winter season. When does the summer season start?
It's starting. We played yesterday.
See, your winter season, your summer season overlap.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't be without pickleball.
Well, we have actually different wardrobes that we and anybody who knows me knows that was key.
Yeah,
right.
Key.
Absolutely.
So we were out there yesterday. We had gloves on and we had layers. You know, people have all different kinds of things that they put on that we were shedding as the morning. You know, we start at 7:15 and then we play till around 9.
Okay.
And it is absolutely wonderful.
Yeah. It looks like it's a pretty good workout, too.
Yeah.
I've never played it. Yeah.
Oh. You would never. Okay, folks, when I'm back in a month, let's see what the answer to this is. So how you liking that pickleball, Ryan?
I am nursing a knee injury right now, but once I get into the sort of the physical therapy end of it and they tell me to play pickleball, I'm coming to you, Cece.
I hope so.
Okay. Ryan, you got no excuse.
That's true. I don't.
Does pickleball, is it one-on-one? Do you play doubles? Are there mixed doubles? How does it work?
We only play doubles. Yes, you can play singles. That's a whole different world.
Okay.
We only play singles when we're warming up and doing drills.
Okay.
Because we'll have an odd number like 7.
Sure.
Instead of multiples of 4. Mm. So, but it's very, very good at the socializing too. Mm. I mean, there are two of the women in our group that are older than I am. So I'm the third oldest at 75. But we go down into the 60s. So that is really nice socializing for everybody, too.
Yeah.
And there's always that. We know about who's got a grandchild coming, and who's got a child that moved into the area, and what different kinds of doctor's appointments we've got, because we have a lot of those.
Oh, sure.
So it's what doctor you're going to. What do you think of that? And all that kind of stuff. But
were you saying that you have I think you've told us this before. You play with a lot of young people too.
Oh, on Sundays in particular.
Yeah.
Sundays families will come out. I've played with 8-year-olds.
That's awesome.
Who just saved me. They
That's
saved
awesome.
Me.
They save you.
They move faster than I do. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. And they're very generous at helping their potential grandma.
Sure.
It was a shock to my grandchildren when they heard that I played pickleball. Not that I played, but that I was so much slower than they were. I'm sure they're going, Grandma, that's maybe not exactly pickleball. There may be another name.
It's my version. Leave me alone.
That's just standing, that's just standing with a paddle.
I know. Yeah, actually, the people that I play with will tell you I am trying to improve and not do that standing quite as much.
No.
That's wonderful.
So Age Friendly's coming along just great. We're always looking for volunteers, possibly to help with the third Thursday. And we've hired a wonderful new woman to be our assistant with our website and stuff, because we're not actually very good at that. But if you're interested in helping us with any of these, please check out agefriendlynorthfield.org. We have a website, and we're going to actually start maintaining it, like with the broadcast here, so that people hear what's going on, and making sure that your audience gets every benefit to hear these yet again things that I mentioned.
I know that you guys had been looking for opportunities or for a way to actually hire somebody, but you got there. That's wonderful.
We did. So now we're just waiting to get a laptop set up for her, and it'll take we're a very small group, but it's nice when we can add somebody to take some of that off our plates.
That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely. And especially with someone who's very proficient in it, you know, rather than struggling through it. So,
And we want all of our money, since the majority of our money comes from the generosity of the city of Northfield, to stay in Northfield. Mm-hmm. So this is a Northfield resident. She's doing it part-time. Mm-hmm. So it's a little extra money for her.
And there you go.
Yeah. It helps us get things out in a timely way.
If people want to donate to Age Friendly, what's the best way to do that?
On our website.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, that's a great word.
Donate. That part is up to date.
Make a donation.
What, Ryan?
Maybe not all the information, but that donate form, it's there. It's ready to go.
There you go. Because, everything that we do goes back into Northfield.
That's great.
So good. Yeah.
What is the website?
AgeFriendlyNorthfield, the full words out, .org.
Okay.
It's really cute. And it does talk about you guys a little bit.
It does.
Hey, it's going to do more, though, as we actually know how to transfer these interviews. I think the one we've got on there is like August 23 or something like that.
Whoops.
But it was a great broadcast.
It's always a great broadcast.
That's right.
When you're around, Cece, we love it.
Well, thank you to everybody that supports Northfield through different kinds of volunteer activities, and especially to the city for giving extra attention to make sure that everything for our older adults is as good as it can be.
Absolutely.
All right. And thanks to you, Cece, for giving your time to such a wonderful cause.
Well, and I can't wait for the beginning of this next broadcast. I'm going to be sitting down in your lobby listening to it. But thank you all for listening and supporting us, and smiling when we see you, because we are at Pride in the Park, the Hispanic Heritage Celebration.
And those things are going to be coming up before you know it.
I know.
DJJD, it'll be here before you know it.
It will be there.
Yep, that's great.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you,
Cece.
Thank you, Northfield.
That is Cece Lindstroth of Age Friendly Northfield.